They say things like, oh, it's only entertainment. Don't take things so seriously. You need to lighten up, they say. They're exaggerating, they say. What we offer doesn't influence people. It's only mindless entertainment. It's only to entertain. How many times have you heard that? Yet how true is that, I ask. How true is that? Tomorrow night, for those interested in football, you will get to see the Super Bowl. And you will also witness the new round of commercial advertisements, the commercials. That's always a big thing every year at the Super Bowl. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, who's ever seen them. You want to take a guess at how much corporations are paying CBS to air their specific commercials? You want to take a guess? Put a figure in your mind. 2.6 million dollars per 30-second spot. Yeah, you didn't mishear me. $2.6 million per 30-second spot. That is the average sales price for a 30-second commercial. But of course, entertainment does nothing to influence us, right? So why is a corporation willing to spend for something that is gone and over in 30 seconds? Look at your watch, and in 30 seconds, if you have time to blow your nose, I'll be surprised. 30 seconds, and you're paying $2.6 million. You know how many chickens $2.6 million would buy for us? And yet, the reason that they pay that much is because they know that in those 30 seconds, they are going to sell their product to millions of people. Because that is the power of the visible and audible media. That is its power. And that's just one example of many that I can give you to show you that it is laughable for people to say that the entertainment industry, in all of its forms, on TV and radio and internet, that it does not affect us in very profound ways. It is laughable, brethren. And we must be aware of the influences that it has. And what influence does that media have? In all its forms, and by the way, this sermon is not intended to be a whole thing blasting the media, but it's going somewhere in terms of the commitment that we have towards Yahweh and towards our neighbor, brethren. What influence does that media have? In all its forms, left unchecked and without balance, okay, because you could take anything too far. Believe me, those of you who know me know that I'm not the type of person that tells you to take your televisions and to throw them out the window, okay? I'm not that kind of person. I like my movies as much as anyone, every now and then a particular TV show and some things on the internet, etc. I'm not that kind of person that says go dump all media. But you have to do it critically, brethren, and you have to let it have its place in life. Because left unchecked and without balance, it promotes, in all of its forms, loose morals, a weakening of the power of resolve. In other words, it breaks down our defenses. And it makes us think it is okay to break our word time and again in many areas of our lives that Yahweh's word has tried to strengthen in us. It promotes the absolute lie that everything is relative and someone's word means nothing at all. In other words, this one, there's no such thing as truth. You can't say your way is true. You know, your way is just as good as my way. We all just think a little bit differently about it. We have to have tolerance of one another. And they want tolerance everywhere, including in religion. Brethren, there are some things that Yahweh's word teaches you cannot be tolerant about, brethren. Yahweh's word is a word that cuts. It is a double-edged sword, and something that cuts is what it is. You can't dull it to make it suit everyone. It is what it is. And it is an absolute lie that everything is relative. But they teach you that, and then a person's word becomes nothing at all. And perhaps at the center of it all lies the basic problem. Me first. That's the central problem, brethren. Me first. What can you do for me? What's in it for me? What a damnable attitude that drives our world, brethren. Not sacrifice, although you hear plenty of talk about sacrifice every now and then. But that's not what drives our world. Not sacrifice. Not giving of yourself for your loved ones and others. Not Philadelphia. Not loving Yahweh with all your heart and loving your neighbor as yourself, but love of self. That is what drives our society. And if you don't understand that, understand it. Here today, understand that that is what drives our society. Because it derives from the author of lies and the author of arrogance and self-absorption, Satan himself. What drives this world today is the love of self, brethren. In fact, Yahweh and neighbor are good only in as much as they can do something for me, me, me. In people's minds, Yahweh is not a holy supreme being with authority over their lives. He's their own personal bank, there to deliver upon demand. And if he doesn't deliver, watch out. He didn't heal me, so I'm not going to believe. Well, where in the scriptures does it say that everyone is going to get healed? And why are you sick? Is perhaps one of the reasons why you're sick because you haven't been obeying Yahweh's word? Why are you eating in fast food places every single day of your life? And you get a heart attack and you're going to blame Yahweh for it. He didn't provide me with money and I'm poor, so why should I believe in him? Well, what kind of choices have you made in your life? Did you educate yourself? Did you go to school? Did you take advantage of opportunities? Or did you just take the first thing that was easy in the path of least resistance? And now you're going to blame Yahweh for your circumstances in life. Did you make some poor choices along the way? In other words, why is the focus always outward towards the heavens? Why is it never on me? What have I done? What choices have I made to put me where I am today? He didn't fix my broken relationship. My relationship with my wife, or my relationship with my kids, or with my brother, or whatever. His word's a lie, and I'm not going to believe. Well, why don't you fix your own relationship? Use the principles of Yahweh's word and work on it. Relationships are hard work. Is Yahweh your matchmaker, that he has to step in every 5 seconds, when you could do things yourself based on his word that will help you to fix that relationship? Oh, he allows pain and suffering, so the Bible's a lie, and on and on and on we go.